Hey, it's Tony and Melissa. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast.
Here are some of the best parts from today's show. Hope you'll subscribe, share, and like us.
I know when we've talked to you about scams in the past, we've talked about ATMs, we've talked about credit cards, we've talked about bank information. I don't think we've ever talked about gift cards. First of all, how do you even get scammed with a gift card? How's that possible?
Well, you know, what happens, and people need to really understand this because it's psychological warfare that's taking place. That's really what it is. It's taking place across the country and around the world. And what's happening is people are being scammed. And I'll give you a quick example of the gift card. The gift card, what happens is someone will call you and they'll say that they're representing a government entity like the IRS or jury duty. And they'll say that you have been in violation. They use all these psychological tactics to really scare you. And I'm going to go into a couple of them here, but really it would take hours to kind of really dissect this and go through it all. But I will tell you this, they use these psychological tactics to get you to act on through something that's called scarcity. They scare you into thinking that you're in trouble with the law. And then what they'll do is when you say, well, listen, I can pay you by credit card or by check, they'll say, no. The fastest way to do it is if you can obtain gift cards. And people really get duped into this over and over and over again. And to the tune of, like you said, it was over $5,000 where this one victim gets a phone call in the morning. It was a missed call, really, from an unknown number. And she just returned the call. And when there was an automated message, of course, that was left saying that there was legal action against them based on Social Security number. So what they do is they set you up. It's called a setup. They set you up by trying to scare you into it. And when you return the phone, listen, if you get a hold of someone, it's over with. They will take something from you because they're that good in using psychological tactics. The Federal Trade Commission reports, and this is crazy, $1.2 billion of reported fraud every single year. And they're the federal agency that's responsible for regulating or for keeping on top of these things. But listen, ID theft and scams cannot be stopped. We just need to understand why they take place, how to prevent it, and you'll be fine. And I said to you before, the psychology of it, they use all these different tactics. For instance, they use scarcity, which I talked about. It's creating a sense of urgency. So they tell you that you're going to get arrested right now. They use reciprocity where they say, listen, if you give us a little bit of money now, we might be able to stop this. They use something called social consensus where they lead you to believe that everybody else around you is going through the same thing. And most importantly, one psychological tactic they use is source credibility, which is trying to build credibility by claiming to be with a reputable firm like the IRS or the State Department of Jury duty system. Listen, this is what people need to know. There will never, ever, 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 ever be a local, state, or federal agency that's going to just give you a text message or an email saying that you owe money. End of story. And if they tell you that it's payable by gift cards, it is fraud. That's never going to happen. Nobody will do that. Even private agencies like bank institutions, they will not just initiate, out of nowhere. They're not going to send you a text or an email saying that you owe money. And if you do get these messages, do not return the phone call. Do not answer the text, because what you're doing is you're opening up your phone so that they can steal information from it. And more importantly, if they get a hold of you, they're going to try to get some information. Think of it this way. Like I talked about crime in the past and puzzle. It's like they're missing pieces of the puzzle. With all these breaches that took place with Equifax and People's Bank years ago and things like that, what ends up happening is they get part of your information but not all of it. So they set up a scam to either get the rest of the information from you or to downright just get money from you through gift cards.
If you only have a $100 gift card, how do you even go about paying with it? Is that treated almost like a credit card? Like, my understanding was you had a max on that, and how can you charge with it?
No, here's what they do. They'll instruct the victims to go to some place like CVS, Walgreens, any place that sells gift cards, and they'll tell them, buy $1,000 worth of gift cards, and then what I need you to do is scratch off the back number and read me that number. Once you do that, the money's gone. It's instantly gone. It's no different than the grandma scam, which has been going on too, where the child will act, or the caller acts like they're the grandchild, and they'll tell the grandparents, please don't tell anybody because they're trying to keep a secret. But this is what happened to me. I need money, and they go and they go to Western Union or MoneyGram, and they literally transfer $2,000-$3,000. Listen, once you get that 14-digit number. Once you get that and you transfer that information to the scammer on the other end, it's game over. The money's instantly gone, and there's absolutely nothing anybody can do. It's sad, and it's happening all over the place. And unfortunately, a lot of our residents are being, and really residents all over Fairfield County, are being duped into these types of scams. And I'm telling you, it turns into billions of dollars a year. And it's sad. We need to reduce it. And the best way to do it is by talking to groups and talking like we are this morning and having people become a smaller target. How do you become a smaller target? Just don't give the information out. Guard all your information. Never give out personal information. Carry only the ID that you need. Avoid telemarketers. Don't respond to letters or internet offers. Just don't. This woman unfortunately responded to an unknown phone call. If I get an unknown phone call, let me tell you something. If it's that important, I don't even answer calls I don't really recognize at all. And I'll tell you what I do. I wait for voicemails to be left. If it's that important and you need to get a hold of me, you will leave a voicemail. I will recognize your voice or recognize the institution, and then I'll know to return the call.
What do you think the secret is? How do you get the word out? Don't pick up your phone. Don't respond to this nonsense.
It's simply by having community meetings, by being able to talk about it in formats such as this, on radio, on television. It's just, it has to be a constant reminder, because if that doesn't happen, then people get lost, you know, in the woods. It has to be constantly at the forefront. But I got to tell you something. The reason why this happens and why it's so successful is because it eerily mirrors legitimate marketers, that tactics that they use to be able to get people on board, such as shopping networks. If you look at shopping networks, they use all those things I talked about. They use scarcity. They use source credibility. How? They tell you the amount of items that are on there that are being sold. They tell you the amount that they're down to. They tell you how many seconds they have left before the deal goes away. You know, they use this other psychological warfare called phantom riches, where they actually tell you that, you know, this is the best deal you're going to get today, you know, 50% off. And unfortunately, the scammers build and work off legitimate marketers' tactics to get you to believe it. And so when you become the victim, it's easy for you to become the victim. And by the way, the victims are not usually people with no education. Usually the most victims are the ones that are well educated. And why is that? Because they're used to succeeding. So they succeed off of good things that they hear about, and then they succeed off of that. So when they hear it, it sounds good, and they fall for it, unfortunately.
This morning to talk to us a little bit about this, just a couple days away from it, is Jelaya Green. She is with the Fairfield Health Department. In fact, she's the health educator assistant. Jelaya, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being with us. So first of all, tell us, for anybody who's never heard of International Overdose Awareness Day, what is the purpose? Has that been around for a while?
Yeah, so it has. So basically, International Overdose Awareness Day aims to raise awareness of overdose and reduce stigma around drug-related deaths. It also acknowledges grief felt by families and friends remembering loved ones that they have lost because of drug overdose. So it's really a day to remember and just come together to just basically raise awareness and around overdoses.
And my understanding is that you guys are having a vigil right here in our area. You're having it in Fairfield. So
yeah.
So what is that going to look like?
So we're going to have various speakers, individuals from local law enforcement, local officials, community members, and stakeholders that are going to come and talk to everybody about their experience and their careers and just personal lives, about the impact that they've seen drug addiction and overdose deaths have on people. We're going to also have like a candle lighting at the end of it and kind of an open mic for anybody to come up and that would like to talk about their personal experience as well.
Yeah, and I think that it really is a very hard topic to talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I think sometimes it takes a village to really feel like you can open up and tell your story, don't you think?
Yes, it really is. It's a sensitive subject, and it's hard to talk about it. It's really sad, and a lot of lives have been lost due to drug overdose, so it's a big issue that we're dealing with.
And Jelaya Green, she is the health educator assistant in Fairfield for the health department. And we're talking a little bit about the event that's coming up this week for Overdose Awareness Day. They're actually going to be doing it the day before, right, on August 30th?
Yeah, so it's August 30th. And actually, prior to the event, we're going to have a screening of a documentary called Overdosed, The Real Story Behind America's Opioid Epidemic. So this screening is from 5 to 6:45 p.m., and it's at Saugatuck Suites. It's also on Reef Road, so the same road as the Sherman Green. So people can just basically go to the screening and then walk across the street to the overdose vigil. And the screening is basically a tour of several small West Virginia communities that explains who and what are the real sources of our current crisis. And for more information on that, you can visit fairfieldct.org/fairfieldcares.
Certainly not easy to talk about, but yeah. Jelaya Green, who's with the Fairfield Health Department, she's the health educator assistant. Jelaya, can you give us the information, what everybody needs to know for overdose awareness?
Just come to the event. It's really just an event to just support each other. So you don't really need to do anything. Just show up and just bring, you know, support, and you can share your story if you'd like. There's resources that are going to be at the event, just in case somebody needs immediate resources or anything. But you just really have to just bring yourself, you know.
Yeah. What time is that?
This is at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. It's on the Sherman Green, which is on Reef Road in Fairfield. And also, like I mentioned before, the screening is also on Reef Road. That'll take place at Saugatuck Suites from 5 to 6:45. So the screening will be first 5 to 6:45, and then following it will be the vigil at 7 p.m. right
Jelaya,
across the street.
Fantastic. Jelaya Green, who is with the Fairfield Health Department, thank you so much for giving us some of this insight and the details into Friday's event. I hope it's a great success, and we'd love to hear from you soon.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
It is the weekend, and who better to check in with, of course, with Amber Smith, who is part of the Fairfield Moms. It's our local moms network in Fairfield, Connecticut. So, hey, Amber, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you, Melissa?
I can't complain. I'm excited. It's the Labor Day weekend. I have to imagine you have a bunch of different things on your calendar, so I won't take up your time. What do we got going on?
Sure. So, starting today, Friday, the Broadway Method Academy is putting on their production of Disney's The Little Mermaid. So there's shows tonight, there's shows Saturday and Sunday, which is a really great event for your little ones. They suggest ages 6 and up to attend. And then we also have the Blues and Views Festival, which is a huge event in Westport that's happening at the Lovett Pavilion. And this is happening all day Saturday and Sunday with different local bands. And then we also have a chili cook-off on Sunday from 12 to 3 at Saugatuck Suites in Fairfield, hosted by St. Matthew Knights of Columbus. And then also, once again, go out and support your local farmers markets. They're still going on all over Fairfield and Westport this weekend.
Isn't it crazy that the farmers markets are, like, just starting to wind down, though? It's like, oh, already summer's over. What happened? It's crazy.
I know. It is crazy. But the good thing is there's a few of them that last all the way to the end of September. So that's good.
Thank God for those, right? Well, if anybody is like me and didn't have time to write down all the things you said, because I have to say the chili sounds amazing. I definitely want to go see The Little Mermaid. That sounds awesome. There were a bunch of things you mentioned. So where can people go to go check out that calendar?
Sure. So what we like to do is we have a weekend roundup that we post on our Instagram page, which is Fairfield_moms. And then we also have a huge blog where we have all of our calendar events with all the details, ticket prices, websites where you need to go. And our website is fairfieldctmoms.com.
All right, Amber. Well, thank you so much, and enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
Thank you. You too.